For a while this summer, it seemed as if movie blockbusters were setting new box office records every weekend. But it turned out that the second weeks of those pictures were also setting records, dropping off 60% or more. This week, the Los Angeles Times reported that Hollywood thinks it knows why. The culprit, electronic word of mouth. Teenagers, with instant text messaging on their cell phones, can tell their friends about a picture while they're still in the theater watching it. And if the word is bad, the word gets around in record time. Critic Bob Mondello says this sounds like a high-tech variation on a very old story.
Teenagers with instant messaging, eh? Well, sure, why not? The internet supposedly made Blair Witch Project a hit. I suppose its handheld incarnation could be why Charlie's Angels collapsed so quickly. On the other hand, I suspect that excuse would have been met with a certain skepticism at the theater chain I used to work for. Back before I was a critic, I was a movie publicist, and in our office, we'd turned Monday morning quarterbacking into a fine art. Top 10 box office charts weren't run in newspapers then, so we didn't know how pictures had done elsewhere, but the numbers our managers phoned in over the weekend told us how they'd done locally. On Monday, the chart was the first thing any of us reached for, except the guy who booked our theaters. He got his coffee first and then called the studios to see how everyone else had done. The rest of us analyzed and theorized. When box office was good, clearly we had all been brilliant and done our jobs well. When it was bad, well, TV sports was always a good excuse, as was the occasional big network movie. Prom week, homecoming weekend, and high school basketball championships could all have siphoned off teenagers, and an auto show could do the same for their parents. Snow invariably killed box office, so if the TV weather guy had said that snow was a possibility, that might have kept people away. Rain is theoretically good for movies because other events get canceled, but hadn't that Saturday thundershower hit right when lines were forming at the box office? And don't forget the karate demonstration at the mall. It got to the point where someone would start to explain why the grosses were bad, and our booker would say, yeah, reason number 137. Word of mouth did enter into our calculations. When bad, it could be lethal to second weekends even then. At Exorcist 2, which was really lame, we had lines down the block on opening day. But as each crowd came out, you'd see folks going all the way down the line, urging people to get their money back while they could. Forget the second weekend, the grosses for Exorcist 2 dropped from Friday to Saturday. There used to be an expression in the business that you could buy an opening, meaning that if you spent enough on advertising, people would show up no matter how terrible the movie was. Back then, though, films didn't open as widely, and a second-week drop of more than 30% was considered disastrous. Hollywood now opens films on so many screens that everyone who really wants to can see them the first weekend. And not surprisingly, blockbusters routinely fall off 40-60%. And sometimes the audience just knows in advance. Almost no one showed up for the Ben and J-Lo disaster Geely the first week, and it dropped off 81% the second. Teenagers with cell phones? Well, possibly. But I know what our booker, now long retired, would have said. He'd have quoted movie mogul Sam Goldwyn, who shrugged off one of his flops back in the 1930s by saying, quite accurately, if the public doesn't want to come, nothing can stop them. I'm Bob Mondello.